Good afternoon. Well, the Aussie market has managed to lift for a second successive session. The ASX 200 today up around 16 points, or a little more than a quarter of 1% at 5,835. We did hit highs just after 2:30 p.m. when the RBA released its June rate decision. Interest rates, of course, kept on hold at a quarter of 1%. No major surprise in that particular decision, more or less telegraphed now by the Reserve Bank, with rates to remain at those historic lows for some time until we see an improvement in inflation and also the unemployment rate. So there was also a little bit of optimism and a bit of more hopeful tone with the accompanying statement that came through after the decision was released. This reiterates some of the comments made by Governor Philip Lowe previously as well, stating the fact that we are likely to see the contraction in the Australian economy less severe than what was first thought, although the pandemic and the aftermath of the pandemic certainly likely to last for some time still. Still, what we have seen is Asian markets also generally higher. Again, the overall macro theme is more of optimism around the fact that economies continue to reopen, COVID cases continue to decline as well, or remain sustainable. So that is a positive. Of course, we are still seeing some negative headlines, but that hasn't had the same impact on markets here or around the region in particular. Overnight, there was some cause for concern around US-China tensions. The Chinese government was reportedly said to ask some of the Chinese companies to put a pause on purchases of US agri goods. So that could put the US-China trade deal, that phase one deal, under a little bit of jeopardy. We'll also continue to see further unrest happening on US soil, and that is also a concern as well, which has seen US futures dip slightly as well. So on our market, there has been mostly positive moves for our market, with a mixed performance for the heavyweights though. So we had the financials lifting, materials and health a little bit weaker at the close of the day. Some of the smaller sectors really outperforming though, so the likes of our consumer discretionary, IT and industrials as well, really improving most. Some of the retailers and the smaller retailers doing seeing some of the biggest improvements. Adairs today up about 8.5%, JB Hi-Fi up more than 2%. Some of the property names also improving, and that's again on the back of reopening of stores and businesses. So Unibail, Rodamco, Westfield, which is the operator of Westfield shopping centres in the US and Europe, released a note today saying that it is progressing quite well in terms of reopening of its centres in those particular regions. So URW today up about 8%. Centre Group, which operates the Aussie and New Zealand Westfield centres, also up around 5% today. One of the big movers was buy now, pay later provider Zip, which jumped around 41%. It was in a trading halt from yesterday, and as it resumed trade a little bit earlier this afternoon, it confirmed that it's acquiring a US-based provider called QuadPay. This is really following Afterpay into the US market, and it stated that the US retail market is approximately 15 times larger than the market here in Australia. So this acquisition will help it lift its customer base and its transactions, and also revenue likely to increase as well. So that saw a very big jump in Zip. Afterpay also slightly higher, and some other fintech companies on our market also improving today. Elsewhere, Iress up around 4%, also resuming trade after a halt, successfully raising $150 million from its institutional investors. It's also looking to make an acquisition of locally listed OneView, which is another financial technology provider. So Iress shares up a little bit today. And in some other news, Virgin Australia, which has now been in a trading halt for the past 2 months, has come out with a bit of an announcement from its administrator. Bain Capital and Cyrus Capital are the two favoured buyers of the airline. So that is another update from Virgin Australia. And finally, the Aussie dollar continues to go from strength to strength. It is hovering around 68 US cents, which is pretty much the best level since late Jan, so more than 4 months ago.